The Reds scored three times in the top of the eighth inning and went on to knock off the Guardians Thursday afternoon in Cleveland, final score 4-2. Kyle Farmer drove in the go-ahead run with a single in the eighth that scored Tyler Naquin. Naquin also got the Reds scoring underway in the fifth inning when he hit his fourth home run of the season. Tyler Malley was outstanding on the mound for Cincinnati. He held the Guardians to a run on just two hits in 6 1/3 innings of work, and Tony Santion pitched an inning and 2/3 to earn the save. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from the guy who called it, Tommy Thrall.
Thanks, Jed. Well, when you look back on this game, I think the pitching is really what tells the story. The Reds had been looking for Tyler Malley to put together back-to-back really strong starts in which he was incredibly pitch efficient, and that happened today. Malley went 6 1/3 innings, allowed just the one run on two hits. He was ahead of hitters all afternoon long, and that allowed him to pitch fairly deep into this ballgame. And if it weren't for guys really needing some work out of that bullpen, you wonder if David Bell might have allowed him to pitch a little deeper into the seventh inning. As such, after he issued the walk in the seventh, David Bell went out and got him, went to the bullpen, and Alexis Diaz, who shut the door on the Guardians in the first game of this series on Tuesday, couldn't get through the eighth inning. It was clear David Bell wanted to use Diaz in the eighth after he got Sessa, who got Tyler Malley out of the seventh inning. Wanted to use Diaz in the eighth and then Santion in the ninth. Diaz again fought his command, and then after the base hit by Jose Ramirez that scored a run, things got a little too tight. But it was Santion that came out. He's been a little inconsistent at times, got a key double play to get the Reds out of that eighth inning jam, and then worked a 1-2-3 ninth inning, slamming the door shut on Cleveland. So all in all, a really nice job by the Reds pitchers today. On the other hand, Tyler Naquin just continues to abuse his former team. He hit well over 500 in this season series against the Guardians. And he hit another home run today. It was his third home run against Cleveland. He's hit four on the season, so he has done most of his damage, especially with the long ball, against Cleveland. Good to see that from him. He continues to stay hot for the Reds. The bats continue to stay warm as well. Tyler Stevenson smoked another base hit in his first at-bat. So all in all, it was a good day all around. Cincinnati winning it 4-2 over the Guardians. Now we'll see if they can continue this winning trend as they go north to Toronto, beginning with the first of that three-game series tomorrow night. Yet back to you.
Thank you, Tommy. Highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Guardians on Thursday afternoon, 4-2 the final score, and now to the highlights. Both teams went out in order in the first inning. Cincinnati put a man on base in the second, but they couldn't score. The Guardians crossed the plate in the bottom of the second. Owen Miller doubled to begin the inning. Ahmad Rosario then reached on an infield single, moving Miller to third, and Franmil Reyes brought him home.
Malley sets at the belt, turns it loose, and the pitch is cranked. High in the air, well hit center field. Back goes Almora Jr. He's on the warning track, and just shy of the wall, he will make the catch. Miller's going to tag and score from third. Great throw back in on one hop right to second base from Albert Almora Jr., and that holds Rosario at first base. But a long sacrifice fly for Franmil Reyes gives the Guardians a 1-0 lead here in the second.
The Reds had a chance to score in the fourth, but they ran themselves out of it. Brandon Drury began the inning with a single to left. Tommy Pham then singled to center field, but Drury hesitated around second base, and he was thrown out easily at third. Mike Moustakas then grounded into a double play to end the threat. The Reds, however, did get on the board in the top of the fifth. Tyler Stevenson flew out to begin the inning, and that brought Tyler Naquin to the plate against his former team.
This ball's clocked to left center field off the bat of Naquin. It's way back there. It is gone. Tyler Naquin out of here to left center field ties this game at one. His fourth home run of the year, second in as many days against his former team. And we've got ourselves a brand new ball game here in the fifth.
In the bottom of the fifth, it looked like Franmil Reyes was going to tie the game, but Albert Almora Jr. would have none of that.
Great day for baseball and a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in Cleveland. And Reyes swings, hits a high, deep drive, left center field, hit a ton. On the run, the center fielder Almora Jr., he leaps into the wall and makes the catch.
Beautiful.
He timed it perfectly, never panicked. Just got back, had it measured, a step or two shy of the wall, leaped perfectly, reaching up over the pads into the video portion of that extended left field wall, and he makes the catch.
Tyler Mahle was really good Thursday afternoon. After he gave up back-to-back hits in the second, he retired the next 14 batters in a row before walking Stephen Kwan with two outs in the sixth, but he struck out Jose Ramirez to end that inning. With one out in the seventh, Mahle walked Ahmad Rosario, and that was the end of his day. Luis Cesar replaced Mahle and promptly threw a wild pitch to move Rosario to second base. He then walked Framil Reyes, but Cesar then got a fly ball and a ground ball to end the inning. Kyle Contrell was finished after seven innings on the mound for Cleveland. He was replaced by Trevor Stephan, and that was a real break for the Reds. Tyler Naquin singled to start the inning. Colin Moran then singled, moving Naquin to third. Matt Reynolds pinch ran for Moran. Next up was Kyle Farmer.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. And Farmer rips a line drive on a one-hop right between short and third into left. That's a hit. Naquin scores from third. The Reds have the lead. It's 2-1.
The Reds weren't finished scoring. Albert Almora Jr. was next up, and he got some help from the pitcher.
The right-hander Stephan checks the runners and fires. And Almora bunts at a pretty good one. Stephan picks it up, has only one play, and he throws it away at first. Down the line. Here comes Reynolds to score. Throw to second, and Almora is out there. He was trying to go to second base on the errant throw. And you can't blame him. It's a good idea. The Reds are able to get another run out of it. He was going to give himself up anyway, so it's still a sacrifice bunt. The out at second base goes 4-6 with Jimenez going to pick it up.
And then TJ Friedl rounded out the scoring.
And comes the 2-2 pitch. And Friedl sends a fly ball to left. Back to tag. Farmer catches made. Palacios. Here comes the throw to the plate. Goodwin has a chance. It's not in time. Farmer scores, sack fly for T.J. Friedl. The Reds' first three all reached, and all score here in the eighth inning, and the Reds have opened up a 4-1 advantage.
Alexis Diaz, who has really earned being used in high-leverage situations, replaced Cessa on the mound. With one out, he walked back-to-back batters, then he had to face Jose Ramirez.
Now ready. Diaz ready. Two balls, two strikes, first and second, one out, 4-1 Reds. The pitch, chopped to the right side, and it's by Moustakas and into right field. Around third to score, and now Friedl has trouble with it in right. So scoring is Miles Straw, and around a third is Kwan on the single to right by Jose Ramirez. And I got to imagine Cleveland will probably use a pinch runner here, and they will. But Ramirez comes through, hobbling and all, with a single into right field.
Tony Santillan replaced Diaz. And he had a deal with cleanup hitter Owen Miller.
Santillan sets and fires the 1-2 pitch. Swing and it's grounded toward Farmer. He fields, flips to Reynolds one, around to first, double play. The Reds able to turn it over. A 6-4-3 inning-ending double play to close out the Guardians' threat in the eighth.
Santillan came back out for the ninth inning. He ended the game like this.
Jimenez waves the bat back and forth, waiting on Tony Santillan. He has the sign, the right-hander with a high hold. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's clocked to right. Friedel's there. Friedl has it, and that's it. Reds win it 4-2. They sweep two from Cleveland here at Progressive Field.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors for Cleveland. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Cessa the winner, 2-0. Stephan the loser, 2-1. Santillan picks up his second save. 1 home run in the game. That was number 4 for Tyler Naquin. 2 hours and 48 minutes, 8,510 on hand in Cleveland. Friday night, the Reds are in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. In Game 1, Luis Castillo goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is looking for his first win of the season. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:37. First pitch is scheduled for 7:07. And once again, the final score on Thursday afternoon, the Reds beat the Guardians 4-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.